Here's another End Times update.
Just before the final tracks were laid down for this month's updates, this article caught my attention. The headlines read, "Breakneck Pace of RFID Becomes Unstoppable." It's an article out of Australia by a man named Christopher Speary. He said that last month, the United States retail giant Walmart insisted its target date of January 2005 for its top 100 suppliers to adopt the RFID chips on all their cases and their pallets would be met, referring to rumors that many suppliers would not be able to make the deadline. Now, the company began its trial of both radio frequency identification tags and electronic product codes, EPCs, early last month and claimed its supply chain partners were all on track to meet the 2005 deadline. Walmart has nominated January 2006 for the rest of the suppliers to get on board, too. Major Australian grocery manufacturers are waiting for similar deadlines to be set there, with Woolworth, acknowledged as the leader in supply chain automation, the most likely one to pursue a timetable. Meanwhile, powerful Walmart has been further vindicated in this stubborn insistence on the adoption of this technology, with several packaged good leaders, including Procter & Gamble and Gillette, and even the United States Department of Defense, committing to the use of RFID technology in open supply chains. Now, according to LexisNexis, Walmart is currently testing the EPCs with 8 manufacturers. As I said, Gillette, Procter & Gamble, and throw in the mix, Nestle and Unilever. That's at a regional distribution center in Dallas. The trial will initially cover 21 products in 7 stores. It'll pave the way for Walmart to achieve its target of having its top 100 suppliers using radio frequency identification by January 2005. Well, my friends, all of this is taking us to a time when we'll have our houses full of radio transmitters as a result of just going to the store to pick up a few household items. We're waiting to see what the industry and merchants admit to and commit to concerning whether these tracking chips will be on the outside of the box or embedded on the product itself. We'll have more later on End Time Reports.